Brothers and sisters in Christ, happy feast day of St. Sixtus II and his companions. Sorry for those of you who are here to celebrate the feast of St. Cajetan. You have to wait till, well, maybe Father Dominic will have that mass later today. You can come for that feast day. We don't know much about St. Sixtus II other than that he was a pope, one of our holy fathers, and also that he's mentioned in the first Eucharistic prayer. You know all those names that the priests say? If you've heard that prayer before, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, all of those. That's St. Sixtus in there. And it was the home parish of St. Jean Vianney. So if you ever go visit Ars, France, go to the church there. The parish name is St. Sixtus. So there you go. Free information for all of your devotion to St. Sixtus and his companions. There were also others that were killed with him at that time by Valerian. We should know as we read this first reading today that we're able to take the gifts that God gives us and drop them back in his lap. We take the gifts that God gives us, we can just put them right back and say no thank you to God. It's not recommended, but this is what the Israelites essentially are doing, at least those men who went into the country of Canaan and to see what it was like. It was incredibly beautiful, and there was a tremendous amount of things to receive there that God wanted to give them. But they found a way to turn the hearts of the children of Israel against this gift that God wanted to give them. And so it's a time for us to reflect on our ability to say no to God and to the great gifts that he has to offer us. We're able to do it. We're free, in a certain sense, to say no to God. But we're also able to change our hearts and to change that attitude towards God, to say no to him by humbling ourselves before him and recognizing our own condition. And this is exactly what this amazing woman does in that gospel. Isn't she amazing? How she keeps going after Jesus and keeps going after him and humbling herself at every turn, begging for this mercy for her daughter who's being bugged by the evil one. And Jesus is, it says he's amazed by her. He's amazed at her humility, amazed at her persistence. This is for our example, to change our hearts from saying no to God for whatever reason, or being upset with God that we're not getting what we want, to this heart that says, let it be done to me, God, as you wish. And being persistent about that with God. And then to hear those words which Jesus said to her, let it be done for you as you wish. You are humble. This is a powerful posture for us to be. It's the posture of the Blessed Mother. Let it be done to me as you have said, she said to the angel. And this is why Mary, our Blessed Mother, will get anything she asks for from God. God knows he's not going to get it back in his face. The Blessed Mother, so powerful to intercede for us, she's the one who gives us Jesus, who comes to us now in this Holy Eucharist.